T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Well, New York City is celebrating its Japanese heritage today. The first ever Japan parade in the five boroughs taking place this afternoon on the Upper West Side. Leading the way, Star Trek actor George Takei, the Grand Marshal. Kenju Murakami is the Deputy Consulate General of Japan in New York. He tells 1010 Winds the event will strengthen the bond between his country and the U.S.
The first ever Japan parade in New York City will celebrate Japan's friendship with the U.S. Japanese culture has become very much a part of New York, and this parade is meant to bring people together.
The parade, making its way down Central Park West between West 81st Street and West 68th, that'll begin at 1 p.m. A Japan street fair set up on West 69th Street from 1 to 4 p.m. today. New York, one of hundreds of cities nationwide hosting massive abortion rights protests today. This is the constitutional right to access abortion is expected to soon be nullified by the nation's highest court.
Organizers say they want to express their outrage over the anticipated Supreme Court decision that would overturn Roe versus Wade, which would take away a constitutional right to abortion, and they say they want to mobilize for the fight ahead. On Capitol Hill yesterday, Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi led the charge.
Americans are marching and making their voices heard. Public sentiment is everything. We will never stop fighting for patients and their health care providers to defend the rights of women.
Tens of thousands of people are expected at the Bans Off Our Bodies events. One of the largest will be in D.C., a march from the Washington Monument to the Supreme Court. I'm Julie Walker.
Now, the protests here in New York are expected to draw thousands as well, including one just getting underway at Cadman Plaza in Brooklyn. Rallygoers will march across the Brooklyn Bridge to Foley Square. It was organized by groups including Liberate Abortion, whose campaign director Sharmin Hussein spoke to 1010 Winds about what's next for them.
We need more than Roe. We need liberated abortion access that not only fights to protect the legality, but fights to make sure that abortion is free from unnecessary legal restrictions, clinics are well-funded, and abortion is affordable and accessible, and people are able to be trusted to make their own pregnancy decisions.
Another reproductive rally taking place at Union Square, that one starting at 2 p.m. Other protests happening around the tri-state today in White Plains, Riverhead, Metuchen, Morristown, Stamford. All three firefighters among 15 people hurt in a blaze overnight at an apartment house in Brooklyn. The two alarm broke out on the first floor of a seven-story building on Homecrest Avenue in Sheepshead Bay around 4 a.m. The FDNY had to call over 100 firefighters to the scene to put it out. Thankfully, the injuries are all minor, but investigators are still trying to figure out what sparked the fire. There's an investigation underway in the Bronx after a deadly shootout involving police.
Two plainclothes police officers fatally shot a man in the Bronx Friday night.
The suspect then raised his gun and fired one time at the detective, just missing the detective's head.
The two officers were taken to a nearby hospital to be treated for ringing in their ears. The shooting happened at around 7 at Hunts Point and Seneca Avenues, near where the two officers were conducting an unrelated investigation.
One of the plainclothes detectives overheard a dispute in which one of the males stated that he was going to his car to get a gun.
And that's when the officers intervened. Cops say they did recover an airsoft pellet gun at the scene. Darius Radzius, 1010 Winds News.
Well, it turns out people who live here in New York might be luckier than we realize. A new ranking says New York is the luckiest state in the nation. How so, you ask? Well, that report from topuscasinos.com looked at 10 factors like how often we're struck by lightning, die by accident, and hit the lottery, along with divorce rates for young couples. New Jersey fared pretty well, ranked the fifth luckiest state, but coming in dead last in the survey is West Virginia. The Mountain State has the lowest life expectancy and happiness rates in the nation and the highest rate of accidental deaths. The rest of the top five unluckiest were all down south. Well, police are looking for the person responsible for a deadly shooting at a park in the Bronx. Officers responded to a 911 call around 2 a.m. They found a 27-year-old man unresponsive inside Joyce Kilmer Park at the corner of East 161st Street and Grand Concourse. He was rushed to a nearby hospital where he was pronounced dead. Police haven't released the victim's name yet or a possible motive, and no arrests yet either. On Long Island, a Suffolk County man has pleaded guilty to sexually abusing 8 children at his wife's unlicensed daycare center in Patchogue. 53-year-old Angel Tacori admitted yesterday in court to abusing the children, who ranged in age from 3 to 10 years old. It happened between the years 2010 and 2015. He was originally indicted in June 2021 and charged with sexually abusing 6 children. However, 2 more victims came forward since then. Sentencing is set for June, and Tacori is expected to get 20 years behind bars, then 20 years of post-release supervision. Deadly accident on Staten Island involving an MTA bus. 69-year-old Patrick Varial was struck and killed just before 4:30 Friday morning at the intersection of Forest Hill Road and Platinum Avenue, only a block away from the MTA Yukon bus depot. A spokesman for the MTA confirmed that a bus on the Sim 10 line had struck a person. Reports say the MTA is cooperating with the investigation and has turned over the bus's front-facing cameras to police.
Well, this weekend, people locally can climb to new heights in Brooklyn. The largest indoor climbing space in the city is open there today. 42,000 square feet, hundreds of climbing routes, and a wall that towers 45 feet into the air. Don't be afraid of heights. Mike Wolfert is the CEO and founder of the Cliffs at Gowanus. He tells 1010 Winds the facility is about climbing and a little more.
We welcome anyone from 6 to, 70. And on top of that, yes, we have a full fitness gym. We have yoga studios. We have fitness classes. So any kind of athletic activity you want to do, we can probably help you out.
Today's grand opening includes free climbing clinics, competition, food trucks, rooftop live music, and even circus performers. And if you want to get a bird's eye view of the city, here's your chance. The new art installation along Battery Park City's riverfront is transforming the area into a bird watcher's paradise. It's called A Bird's Eye View. And using your phone, you can access pictures and original watercolors by New York City-based artist Shuli Sade. From South Cove, along Rockefeller Park, there are dozens of spots to scan QR codes where you can learn more about local birds. The installation was inspired by the flight patterns of birds above the Hudson River and along Battery Park City's gardens. Sade tells 1010 Winds she worked hard to get the project just right.
It was quite intense at times because I had to figure out a lot of processing with the birds and the animation of the birds so that they can fly. But it was all successful at the end.
The Bird's Eye View will be on display until November.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.